Today, I'm super excited and yes, encouraged by an awesome set of events that I call providential. The story is almost too incredible to share, but hey, I'll give it a try. Let me give you the background pieces of this story. First, maybe you've heard, but I've been listening to my own podcast while exercising in the morning. In the winter months, I ride a recumbent bike inside for about 30 minutes for my aerobic exercise. This allows me to listen to about 7 or 8 of my podcasts. Second, this past Sunday, March 1st, I was filling the pulpit at Wayside Presbyterian Church in Landisville, PA. The scripture I chose was John 3, 1-17. The main point of my sermon was that we are deeply, deeply loved by Almighty God and His Son Jesus, and we are not condemned. The title of the sermon was Loved, Not Condemned. So given those two pieces, this past Friday, while exercising and listening to my podcast, I listened to one titled Encouraged by Three Words. It's a podcast published 5 years ago about me playing for hours with my 2-year-old grandson, Jacob. And then I explained that we were taking a break and sitting on the couch watching a PJ Masks show on YouTube when Jacob looked up at me and said, I love you, Pop-Pop. Wow. I love you, Pop-Pop. Well, needless to say, that melted my heart. Then the podcast went on to describe how much God loves us, how much Jesus loves us, and how being loved can radically change us. In an instant, I knew that this podcast would fit perfectly with my sermon for Sunday. And the irony and providence of this is that this podcast was published on March 1st, 2021, and I was preaching at Wayside on March 1st, 2026. So I used 3 minutes of this podcast at the end of my sermon, and I know it made an emotional impact. But then it got even sweeter. Jacob's 8th birthday was yesterday on March 3rd. So after we celebrated with one of Lisa's delicious meals, a cake made by Jacob's sister Vivian, and after Jacob opened his presents, I had some one-on-one time with Jacob in the music room. I told him that I had something special for him that mentioned his name. He was eager to hear it, so I played the whole podcast for him. He didn't remember the experience, which is understandable because he was just 2 years old at the time, but what was powerful for me was having him hear the part of the podcast where I explain how much God loves us, how much Jesus loves us, and how much I loved him. Should I say it again? Love has a way of changing our lives. Well, friends, I can't tell you how encouraging all this is and how providential, but I can tell you that love has a way of changing lives and changing the world. God loves you with an everlasting love, and His Son Jesus came to earth to tangibly, vividly show us that love. When this sinks into your core and you get it, knowing you are loved, you'll go and love others around you. You'll make the God of love smile, and you'll do your part in blessing and changing the world. Shalom.